All right, so you really want to get Habakkuk, huh? Buckle up because we're going deep on this one.
Yeah, this book is wild. We're talking about a prophet who's like, yo, God, what's up with this?
No, seriously, it's not your average prophet praising God kind of thing. Habakkuk is straight up questioning God.
That's what makes it so interesting, right? He's not just, accepting everything.
He's challenging the status quo. He's looking around, seeing all this injustice, and being like, hold up, God, this doesn't seem right.
And that's the setup of the whole book, right? It's a dialogue. It's Habakkuk airing his grievances to God. And here's the crazy part: God answers back.
That's what blows my mind. God doesn't just ignore him. It's like, okay, Habakkuk, let's talk this out.
Exactly. And the answers that God gives, well, they aren't exactly what you'd expect.
They're tough, even for us reading it thousands of years later. Like, think about the context here. Habakkuk's living under the shadow of the Babylonian Empire.
Oh man, the Babylonians were brutal.
Conquests, exile, destruction. It was a rough time to be alive.
And then God drops this bombshell. I'm using the Babylonians to punish the Israelites.
Talk about a moral dilemma. You're telling me God is using evil to fight evil. I mean, how does that work?
It's a question that has bothered people for centuries.
Right.
Does that fit with our understanding of a good and just
It's
God?
hard to reconcile, right? Like,
Yeah.
we want to believe that God is on the side of the good guys, so to speak.
Yeah, it throws a wrench into things for sure. But think about it this way. God has always worked through imperfect people and systems.
That's true. Think of Moses, just an ordinary guy, and God chooses him to lead the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt.
Right, and the Israelites, they weren't exactly saints themselves. They were constantly grumbling, complaining, even turning away from God.
They tested him at every turn. It's
Yeah.
like, come on, people, cut the guy some slack. But you're right, it shows that God doesn't just work with perfect beings. He uses what's available.
Exactly. And I think that's a key takeaway from Habakkuk. Sometimes we expect God to act in a certain way on our timetable.
Yeah, like we want instant karma. You do something bad, bam, you get punished.
But God's perspective is way bigger than that. He's playing the long game.
And that's where Wakak really struggles, right? He wants justice, and he wants it now.
He's like, God, I'm seeing all this bad stuff happening. Where are you? What are you doing about
I
it?
feel that. We've all been there, right?
Yeah.
Like, why is this happening? Why isn't something being done? It feels like Habakkuk is wrestling with that same tension.
He is. And you can see it in his final prayer. There's a sense of, I don't know, resignation, acceptance.
But it's not a happy acceptance, is it? It's more like, okay, God, I trust you, even though I don't understand what you're doing.
Right. That's that wrestling match between faith and doubt. It's honest, it's raw.
And it's something that a lot of people can relate to, even today. Like, how do we reconcile the suffering we see in the world with the belief in a loving God?
And the age-old question, right? If God is all-powerful and all-loving, why is there so much pain and injustice?
And Habakkuk doesn't shy away from that. He asks the hard questions. And you know what? He doesn't always get easy answers.
And that's okay. Sometimes just asking the questions is a step towards understanding. But here's another thing to think about. Habakkuk's living in a time where people are looking to God for direct intervention.
Like God's going to come down from the heavens and fix everything.
Pretty much. But today we tend to rely more on science, on human effort to solve problems. So does that make Habakkuk's perspective irrelevant today?
Right. It's tempting to say, well, that was then, this is now, we've moved beyond that.
But I think there's still so much we can learn from his struggle. Because ultimately, Habakkuk's story is about faith. It's about wrestling with doubt. It's about trying to find hope in the midst of darkness.
And those are universal human experiences, right?
Yeah.
Regardless of your religious beliefs, we all face challenges, we all question things, we all search for meaning.
Exactly. So even though he was writing thousands of years ago, Habakkuk's story still speaks to us today.
It reminds us that it's okay to question, it's okay to struggle, it's okay to not have all the answers. Because ultimately, the journey of faith is about asking the hard questions and trusting that even when we don't understand, there's something bigger at play.
And that's a powerful message, don't you think?
Absolutely. So if you're feeling lost, if you're questioning your faith, if you're wondering why bad things happen, pick up the book of Habakkuk. You might be surprised at what you find. You might even find yourself in his words.
I think a lot of people would.
Yeah, he's kind of like the original angry prophet shaking his fist at the heavens. But at the same time, he's deeply devoted. It's a fascinating paradox.
It is. And it makes you wonder, what would you do in Habakkuk's shoes? How would you respond to God's answers? Would your faith be strengthened or shaken?
Those are questions worth pondering. And that's what we're all about here, right? Getting you thinking, getting you digging deeper, getting you engaging with these ancient texts in a way that's relevant to your life today. So until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, keep seeking.
And who knows, you might just stumble upon some answers along the way. Or even better, even more questions.
Exactly. The journey is the destination, right?
Yeah.
All right, folks, that's a wrap for today. See you next time on The Deep Dive.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.